Good morning, and I'm glad to see all of you. I'm glad to see familiar faces again, to say names that I can pronounce, to see signs that I can read. You know, in America, we really do drive on the right side of the road. Literally, it's the left side, so we drive on the right side here. So over there, it's left side, so we do drive right side. I want to thank you for your support and prayer and thought as you thought of us. There's an awful lot of activity and travel that was done in the last 3.5 weeks. God is, I can say, has been our stay and strength and our wisdom. He has provided understanding for details as we went, and we are still looking for some of those. But I think I can say that the curse of Babel is probably more acute in my recognition than ever before in my life. I've traveled a lot, but to travel in Asia where everything, signs are in characters and no English letters, opposite sides of the road, names you can't pronounce, in their books, and if you would try to read everything, there is no spaces between words, so it becomes very, very frustrating. So the curse of Babel has come home to me in a new way. But thank God for redemption. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for kindred spirits. And certainly as we traveled, there were so many connections of people that we never met, didn't know, but we were able to have a connection, a kindred connection of spirit, which is really wonderful. I'd like to look at Revelation chapter 5, the redemptive song. And I've thought about this a lot in the past month. I look forward to singing the song of the redeemed collectively in unison with people all around the world, don't you? Many of you have made friends around the world and other languages. But one day we're going to be able to sing the song in words that we can all understand collectively out of every kindred tongue, people, and nation. Isn't that awesome? Out of the thousands of languages. And that's awesome. So the challenges of this past month were really, it was an adventure. But the challenges were national, they were cultural, and they were linguistic. It was huge, and as I said, more than I ever experienced before. You know, over there, they actually change for Americans. When you ask them their name, they actually give themselves a different name so you can pronounce it, because their names are so long and so difficult and with sounds that we don't use. So they change their names so we can actually pronounce them. So I was glad for that. But in verse 9. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9. They sang a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals of it, because you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." If you multiply that out, that's billions. "Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth, under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I say, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." You know, we all come to God out of every culture by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what pleases God. Our lesson this morning deals with that. But just to see people who approach God out of their cultures of hedonism, Buddhism, they understand that the way to God is by faith. It's not in doing, it's not in luck, it's not in offerings, but it's by faith in Jesus Christ. I'd like to just tell you a few things, just to whet your appetites a bit for what God's doing in that corridor of the world. But we were able to visit and sleep in a refugee camp of the Karen Hill tribe people who were being driven out of Burma across the border into a refugee camp where there's 50,000 refugees. We were able to sleep with them and see God working among them right in the camp. There's the face of Jesus is being expressed through people's lives. A small segment of that there's almost like a Moses to his people is a man that they call Simon, but he has started a Bible school, and it's an incredible experience to be there. They were singing. The night we got there, they were singing till about 9:30, having singing classes. The Karen people of Burma are known as the singing nation. They have sung for royalty, and they're just very prolific for hundreds of years, since they sing four-part harmony. So they were singing till like 9:30 at night, and next morning, it was Saturday morning, we were sleeping, and at 5:30, I woke to the sound of "Anywhere with the song, the tune, Anywhere with Jesus, I Can Safely Go," and we were sleeping in bamboo huts and here in this jungle in a refugee camp. That tune really woke my heart and stirred my spirit. But that was incredible. In that camp, there's a number of handicapped people that were all maimed, either blinded, or their limbs blown off by mines that as they were chased out of their villages and or returned to their villages and stepped on mines. But they told their story, and they sang a song in their language, of course, but just incredible as they sang, and they translated to us in that Jesus is our hope. They had no arms, no eyes, but Jesus is our hope. So we had that connection with Christ. And then the foreign missionaries and the indigenous people who are willing to risk so much to live in oppressive regimes and share their faith and live their faith and declare who they are under all kind of oppressive circumstances. We just saw that in so many different places and countries. We traveled through Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, and Cambodia. I think probably the highlight for me was to see Christ demonstrated in the life of a former North Vietnamese general. He's now 80 years old. By a truly amazing connection that we were able to have, we were able to go to his home. We had dinner with him, and he is now a believer. Came to Christ on his deathbed 10 years ago. But had been a general who, his family says, he was such a cruel general that he was feared by his men, he was feared by his family. In fact, his family could not live at home because he was so cruel. They told us that who he would say, shoot him, kill him, and that's who he would say, keep him alive. That was his word. He was a very powerful man. His home is decorated with a lot of the pictures of meeting with officials, president of North, he was close to the president of North Vietnam. He was there at the signing of the treaty between America and when they signed the treaty for North to give Vietnam back a ceasefire. So he was it just dozens and dozens of pictures about his life and his uniforms. But beside his uniform, he has a red tie. And on the tie, the cross and Jesus, it's all over with Jesus. He became a Christian. And today his passion is to try to convince his former comrades and military officers that Jesus is Lord, that he's the way. There's a better way. And we talked about, through a translator, we talked about forgiveness and reconciliation. This man, you know, 20 years ago, he would have, 30 years ago, he would have, he hated Americans. He would have had a shot on the spot if he would have shown up in his turf. He had me put his hand on his hip, and as he walked a little bit, and it would just grind and grunt and just crack in there because he said, "This is what the Americans did to me." But as we talked about redemption, we talked about the commonality of Jesus Christ coming to faith in Him. He is our bond, and He breaks down walls. He breaks down partitions. He breaks down hostage feelings of hatred and animosities that have been there for years. We were able to sing with him, sing for him before we left, "There is a God," and just as a testimony to the connection that we have in Christ. And then to pray with him. I never thought I would ever have the opportunity to pray with a former North Vietnamese general. But we all come to faith. We all come to Christ by faith. Nothing we earn, do, can do. And that's the beauty of Christianity. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today. We're so grateful for who you are and for your wonderful plan of salvation. We thank you for the redemptive song that even is being sung right now around the world by peoples of all cultures and nationalities. The song of the Lamb, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. In that name, we believe in it. We are saved. We confess it with our mouth. We have salvation. Today, we are here as a congregation, as part of the global community, Lord, to celebrate who you are. Stir in us, O God, the joy of the Lord and a passion for righteousness and for truth, and to declare you to this generation, wherever we might be. Shape and prepare our hearts further today through our study of the Word, through the preaching, through the singing, the prayers, the exhortations that come our way, or we send other people's way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.